This is the SF Productions Podcast Network. How I Got My Wife to Read Comics, Episode 180. This episode was previously recorded. Can a comic collector of 20 plus years get his wife to read them? Will she let him keep them? Learn more in this podcast. Let's go to the comic book lounge with Mindy and Mark.
Sharpen your pencils and open your notebooks. It's Dr. Fate 101. This is How I Got My Wife to Read Comics for Sunday, November 6th, 2011. I'm Mark.
And I'm Mindy. Just a reminder, you can go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the podcast feed, other SF podcasts, and blogs. You can also subscribe via iTunes, where you should please leave us a review.
And you can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us at facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter at sfppn, or call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP. We're taping this episode a little in advance because of obligations we have the weekend of the 6th, and we were looking for something to talk about. Mindy has this Comic A Day blog, and of course it's at our website, and she's currently covering the original run of the Justice League International, and she mentioned she wanted to know more about Dr. Fate. So...
Yes, because this is very confusing to me, and it seems to be very confusing to the members of the JLI.
And I'm not surprised, because it is a very complex timeline for this character. So, character was created by Gardner Fox and Howard Sherman. His first appearance was in More Fun Comics in May 1940.
Because what could be more fun than Fate?
Yes.
I don't know.
More fun. He was a founding member of the JSA. His general powers are all magic-based, but it involves flight, invulnerability, strength, mystical blast. He can do telepathy. So basically magician-type abilities. His origin, he's Kent Nelson, the son of archaeologist Sven Nelson.
Sven.
So they're on this expedition to Mesopotamia in 1920, and they open the tomb of Nabu, an ancient wizard. This poison gas comes out of the tomb that kills the father.
Why doesn't it kill the kid?
Somehow he's too short, I don't know.
Okay.
The gas goes up. And Nabu takes pity on Kent and ends up teaching him all he knows. So he's there for years until he's an adult.
Okay.
And in the end, hands him this mystical helmet, an amulet, and a cloak. So in 1940, he returns to the U.S. and this mystical tower in Salem, Massachusetts. And he decides to fight crime. In the early days of his adventures, he meets and marries Inza Kramer, who becomes Inza Nelson. The helmet, at that point, allows Nabu to basically take over Kent. So this full-face helmet goes on, and Kent suddenly becomes Nabu.
Okay, and what happens to Kent?
He just sits in the background as his mind, and then comes back when the helmet comes off. But Kent decides he really wants more control over what's going on. He ends up going to a half helmet, which...
So was it like the top half?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It wasn't like one side.
No, it's just like...
Like a
this
hat.
Metal half, almost like a mask,
yeah,
type
okay.
thing. Or a cowl. When he does this, it reduces his power levels. He ends up becoming a real doctor.
A
medical doctor. And at that point in the storyline, there are less mystical story elements and more about him being a doctor.
Okay.
He retires when his comic is canceled in 1944. And then you don't see him for a long time.
Was the JSA around back then?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. And in fact, the JSA continued. He just disappeared as a character around 44. He then ends up returning with the JSA in the 1960s JLA team-ups.
And it's still Kent Nelson at that
time.
Still
Kent Nelson. He has some minor guest roles throughout the 1970s. At one point, Roy Thomas, as part of his mission to make all of Earth 2 information make sense, he does some retcons as part of his All-Star Comics run in the 1980s. And at that point, now Kent and Inza are both needed to form Dr. Fate.
So how does that work?
Apparently, they both have to agree, okay, it's time for Dr. Fate.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
He's in some backup stories in Flash Comics, again, in the early 80s. And then, of course, Crisis on Infinite Earths occurs. At one point, he joins the JLI briefly, which is what you see.
But he's not Kent then.
Well, okay, we're getting there.
Okay.
So Kent ends up dying of old age after the magic that was keeping him young fades away. So he dies of old age.
Okay.
Nabu searches for a new host, finds this kid, Eric Strauss, and Nabu ages Eric to an adult, just magically. And then Eric and Linda Strauss, Eric's stepmother, who are now basically the same age, now they form Dr. Fate. Nabu animates Kent's corpse to train them in being Dr. Fate. This small demon and a lawyer are their supporting cast. Eric is killed on Apocalypse, and at that point, Linda, by herself, she becomes the new Dr. Fate. And I believe that's the one you're seeing.
Okay, now, see, because what I'm reading is that sometimes she appears to be a female Dr. Fate, and sometimes she appears to be a male Dr. Fate, and it depends upon who's in control of the Dr. Fate at any given time.
Okay, so it's even later. So in a minute, we'll get to that point in the continuity.
Okay.
So,
but I think it is Linda, though.
Yeah, so Linda is killed by the Lords of Order, who at this point they tried to get into this whole idea of the Lords of Order and the Lords of Chaos.
And this was, yeah, there was some stuff with the Gray Man and all this kind of thing going on.
So then Kent and Inza are resurrected in younger bodies.
And how does this happen?
Nabu does
mystical.
It. The mystical Nabu does this. And at that point, only Inza can become Fate. So Kent can't become Fate. Kent and Inza separate, and we learn that a Lord of Chaos is her power source, not the Lords of Order, who normally run Dr. Fate. They end up defeating the Chaos Lord, and now his powers are based on Earth magic, and they can now merge to be Fate, or they can be separate Fates.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And that's where sometimes Fate's a man and sometimes Fate's a woman.
Okay.
They're separated from their power during all the events in Zero Hour. And again, Zero Hour was this attempt to clean up all the things that weren't cleaned up during the crisis on Infinite Earths. And Dr. Fate was one of the areas they wanted to clean up. They're depowered. They retire to the tower. And then that's the end of Dr. Fate for a while.
Okay, now, during all this, though, the powers were still based in the helmet, right?
Right, right.
Okay. And you had to have the helmet to be Dr. Fate.
Yes. Then, in a new title called Just Fate, Jared Stevens finds the Fate artifacts and forms them into a knife, darts, and an armband. And he has his own title for a while. Jared is then ends up being killed by Mordru, who's a Legion of Superheroes villain.
And also a villain in Demon Knights
right now. Yeah. Then we have Hector Hall. Hector Hall is the son of the Golden Age Hawkman and Hawkgirl. And he has his own incredibly complicated backstory, which I'm not going to try to get into. But what we do know is that at one point he's reincarnated from his place in The Dreaming. Yes, that Dreaming.
Oh.
The whole Neil Gaiman Vertigo Dreaming. Nabu gets this helmet to Hector. His new parents, after he's reincarnated, are Hawk and Dove. And of course, Hawk at that point is an agent of Lords of Chaos. Dove is an agent of the Lords of Order. So he's now an agent of both Order and Chaos.
So Were they a couple then?
Because yes.
Usually weren't they brother and sister?
In that something? At that point, they were actually a couple.
That's got to be fun on the holidays.
Oh, yeah. So the Spectre, at one point, he decides that he needs to expunge all magic. He needs to get rid of magic.
So we'll just call him Buffy now.
Right.
No, I'm sorry.
And this, I believe, is during the whole Day of Vengeance storyline. He banishes him to the Himalayas, and he ends up back in the Dreaming with Hector's wife and Hector's son. So they're back in the Dreaming. Hector Hall goes through at least three different superhero personalities in his run.
Wow.
Yeah. And then for a while, Nabu himself is Dr. Fate.
Well, but theoretically, you could have considered Nabu as Dr. Fate in any of them, because in various ones, he was the one that took over the body, wasn't he?
Right, but in this case, there's no longer even a body. It's just Nabu who inhabits the raiments of Dr. Fate. At the end of the 52 miniseries, or maxi-series, you may want to call it, the helmet is thrown by Captain Marvel randomly into space. Because they decide that the helmet needs to find a new Dr. Fate somewhere in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And so the helmet goes through the multiverse in a series of specials. And I don't know if you remember these, but there's one where Detective Chimp finds the Dr.
Fate
helmet.
Yeah, I do remember that now.
In the end, it comes back to Earth, found by Dr. Kent V. Nelson, who apparently is the nephew of Inza and Kent.
So
Inza and or Kent had a brother or sister.
Well, if his last name is Nelson, though, it wouldn't be Inza.
Well, but they say in here a nephew of Inza was his aunt. This character is divorced. He's out of work. He's close to being homeless. He finds the helmet of Dr. Fate in a dumpster. He tries to use it for his own gain. This is a whole new series that came out. At one point, he's saved from drowning by Inza Fox, no relation.
Because Inza is such a common
exactly.
name.
Exactly. And a demon ends up liquefying Inza. Kent becomes an alcoholic. He ends up giving the helmet to Maddie, who's an occult bookstore owner. Kent and Maddie are then trapped by a demon. And then Steve Gerber, who was writing the Fate title, dies.
Oof.
So it was his storyline that was going and doing all this with the Kent V. Nelson, and he suddenly passed away. And so they finished the title with four different writers creating alternate endings for the series. So you really didn't know what happened there. But in the end, Kent V. Nelson continues to be Dr. Fate, and he ends up joining the JSA. He's in the JSA until the recent reboot. And now we don't know what the deal is with Dr. Fate.
Okay, so that is why I'm confused by this, because I knew that it was Kent Nelson first, and then lately it's been Kent Nelson, but it's a different
Kent
Nelson.
It's Dr. Kent V. Nelson. So a very complex character that goes on and on and on in his storyline, obviously. And this is even just barely scratching the surface of this character.
No wonder DC wants to start over.
This is why there's a reboot. You asked.
But I don't know. I'm going to have to, like, take a look at this because it still doesn't seem to, well, make a lot of sense.
Well, it doesn't because it's 30 or 40 writers through seven decades just kept playing around with the character.
So we'll just assume that Dr. Fate could be any one of eight people
right.
at any given time.
And I'm assuming you're going to see him again when the JSA are reformed.
Yes.
Sometime next year is what they're saying. All right. Because we are doing this in advance, sorry, there's no Who's on the Cover. But
darn the luck.
We want to remind you to go to sfpodcastnetwork.com to get the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs, including Mindy's Comic A Day blog. You can subscribe via iTunes, and please leave us a review.
You can email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, like us at facebook.com/sfppn, follow us on Twitter at sfppn, or call us at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.